Colin with us in 1 hour. All right, one of the stars of the game last night for the Mavericks in their big victory over the Spurs in Game 3 was the point guard who ended up starting last night at, I guess, off guard, along with Jason Kidd in the backcourt. Let's open the door. He's actually up here in studio with us. It's J.J. Barea joining us. Come on in, J.J. Hey.
J.J.?
J.J., are you with us? No, we don't have you. Are you
turn on his mic over there, for gosh sake.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, J.J.
Can you believe we beat the Spurs, man?
Hey,
I know,
that's great.
Awesome.
It's good to have you in studio, too. Thanks for coming up here the morning after a game. That's big of you.
Hey, no problem, man.
Oh, so were you kind of surprised to get the start last night?
Oh, yes, Rick Collins, man. He came to me, he said, can you guard Tony Parker? And I said, I think so. although I only come up to his waist. And then Carlisle, he is so crazy. He then came to me and he said, can you guard Tim Duncan? And I said, I don't think so. He is too big.
He asked you to guard Duncan. That's weird.
Yes, but I can guard the other one.
Parker.
I can call that Tony Parker.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is a Mexican, too.
No, he's French.
Oh. He married one, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I am glad we are winning, but I feel pretty bad it is against San Antonio.
Why is that?
I have a lot of cousins that live in San Antonio. And they are, like, really pleased. I have over 500 ticket requests when we play down there.
I bet you really.
Yes, I don't like sitting on the bench. I like to start.
Yeah, it's fun to start, isn't it?
Yeah, when you sit on the bench, you have to sit next to Cuban.
Oh, yeah.
And Mexicans don't like Cubans.
Is he even from
Mexico?
No,
you're not Mexican.
He is a total weep.
He's a weep?
Yes, an ass weep.
Oh, a whip. Yeah.
Okay.
He yells at the refs and he coaches. And sometimes when the music is loud, he acts like a Mavericks dancer.
That would be a weep.
This is J.J. Barea, Mavericks guard, joining us here in the studio. Thanks again for coming all the way up here.
Hey, no problem. Hey, by the way, it is cool that you call me Barea.
What do you mean?
What else were
you don't have to call me Barea. Like Cynthia is a
Yeah, thank you, because I can't roll my R's anyway.
I love basketball, man.
You love it?
Oh, yes, I love it so much.
Yeah, how did you get your start in basketball, J.J.?
Well, I got this job after I made a half-court shot as part of my immigration entrance exam.
Oh, really?
They have, like, the job placement programs.
Yeah.
And I made that shot, and they say, hey, you would be a good NBA player.
That's how it works?
Yeah. I joined the NBA. It may be hard for you to believe this, but I will say it out of my mouth anyway. I was the runt in my family.
You were the runt?
All of my brothers are over 7 feet.
Really?
Yes, all 14 of my brothers.
14.
14 brothers all over 7 foot tall.
That is why I'm not scared of Tim Duncan. I ain't no scared of him.
Right.
Because my brothers knocked me to the ground all the time.
So you used to take it in high traffic in the lane.
What's that?
I said you're...
Sound like another voice back there somewhere.
He said you're used to taking it into traffic.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm a very energetic player, too.
Yes, yeah, you are.
When I go to the rim, I say, Yeah, underlay.
I didn't know that. I never heard that picked up before.
What's that?
What?
Huh?
I keep hearing another voice back there.
Is that some of your cousins, maybe?
What? It's like you're like a devil or something. When you talk, I hear another voice of you, too.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, very unstable, mate.
This is unstable.
All right, I have to go now.
Okay, JJ.
Okay, JJ.
I am going to go practice throwing that basketball into that hoop.
Okay, see you later.
Come on.
Oh. What an honor to have JJ here in the studio morning after a big game.
That was an honor to have JJ.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All right, it's 8:45 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.